Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Amen. Your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, we all have those times in our life when we receive cards from people. Situations like birthdays, confirmation, graduation, wedding anniversary, and so on. And you know that the cards that you receive from people very likely will have money in them. And so you already determine in your minds the average amount of money that will probably be in each card. But maybe you've had that experience where you were surprised by the amount of money that someone gave to you. But not only were you surprised by it, but you were also very thankful for that generosity you received from that person. This morning, we see Jesus do something very generous, not by giving money to people, but by feeding over 5,000 people. And this miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 is very famous. In fact, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all record this event in their gospel. And for the next few weeks, the readings from the gospel is going to be focused on John's account of what all happened here. And this morning, we focus on the miracle itself. And we see that God is generous. So here's the background to the feeding of the 5,000. Some time ago, Jesus sent his disciples out two by two in order to do some mission work. At this moment, the disciples have returned, and Jesus wanted to be alone with his disciples so that they could get some rest. Therefore, they sail across the Sea of Galilee. But the people noticed that Jesus was leaving, and they followed after him. By the time Jesus and the disciples sailed across the Sea of Galilee, there was a crowd of over 5,000 people waiting for him. But this wasn't a problem for Jesus. Instead, he had compassion on them, and he was generous to them. He preached to them, and he healed those who were sick. But then a problem did happen. It was getting late, and the people were very hungry. Therefore, Jesus said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. John tells us that Jesus already knew what he was going to do. So why does he ask Philip what they should do? And even though we know Jesus did this to test him, why did Jesus test Philip? Why didn't Jesus tell Philip and the disciples to order the people to sit down and he would feed them? Why does he test Philip? He tested Philip for the same reason that he tests you and me, so that Philip would turn to Jesus and trust that he would provide. This isn't what Philip did. Philip said to Jesus, 8 months' wages would not pay enough bread for each one to have a bite. Now, there is nothing completely wrong with what Philip said. He was being observant. He looked at all the people and he realized that they weren't even close to having money to buy food for these people. But the problem is that this is where Philip stopped talking. He knew the power that Jesus had. He had seen Jesus perform many miracles. In fact, Philip was there when Jesus performed his first miracle at the wedding of Canaan, where Jesus turned water into wine to provide for the people. Therefore, Philip should have also said to Jesus, "We can't do this, Lord. but you can. For with you, all things are possible. But Philip wasn't the only one who failed Jesus' test. The other disciple, Andrew, walked up to Jesus and said, "Here's a boy with five small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many?" Just like Philip, Andrew did not turn to Jesus and trust that he would provide. But this didn't stop Jesus from being generous to the people. He took the 5 loaves of bread, he gave thanks, and then he distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted, and he did the same thing with the fish. 5,000 people were fed with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And they didn't receive just a few little bites of food. They had as much as they wanted. But why did Jesus do this? Why did he feed them? After all, it wouldn't have been the end of the world if these people went a day without food. Why does he feed them? Well, remember one of the things that we pray for in the Lord's Prayer. We ask God, "Give us this day our daily bread." And that's exactly why Jesus did this. He was generous to them and he gave them their daily bread. And God is very generous with us. God gives us our daily bread. And daily bread is everything that we need to sustain our body and our life. Things such as food, clothing, and shelter. And not only is God very generous that he gives us these things, he is abundantly generous when he gives us these things. You are not starving for food. You are not worried about where your next meal is going to come from. You can go to your kitchen and you have multiple different types of food to eat. And even when you are running low on food, you can drive to a store and buy some food. You can go to a restaurant and receive food to eat. And God has richly blessed you with clothing. You have work clothes, business clothes, church clothes, casual clothes. And God is very generous when it comes to your home. Your shelter is not like a tiny little hut. Instead, we have homes that have multiple bedrooms, bathrooms, a kitchen, and a basement. God is so, so generous to us. Are you always thankful for the generosity that you have received from God? Do you always give thanks for the food that he has given you? And when you pray before you eat, do you really mean those words, or has it now just become a habit that you do before you eat? Are you always thankful for God for the clothing that you have? Or are you never satisfied with your clothes, or you're worried about what you're going to wear tomorrow? Do you always give thanks for the house that he has given you? Or do you view your house as a never-ending project that you have to take care of? That your house is more of a burden than a blessing? And maybe you ask God every day to give you your daily bread, and you always give thanks to him for it. But do you also pray to God for spiritual things every day? Our God is so generous that he will forgive us for any sin that we commit. But do you always go to him in repentance every day? Or do you only repent of your sins when they bother you or when you're here in church? Do you always pray to God to give you the strength to fight off those temptations and to deliver you from evil? I think it's safe to say that you and I have not always done this. I think it's safe to say you and I have taken God's generosity for granted. And God should stop being generous to us. He should stop providing us with our daily bread and stop forgiving us for our sins. But purely out of grace, God is generous to us, for he sent us his Son, Jesus Christ. And when Christ came, he did not come to be served, but to serve. He did not come to receive generosity from us, but to be generous to us. You saw that here at the feeding of the 5,000. After the people had their fill of food, they wanted to take Jesus by force and make them their king. And imagine if Christ did that. Imagine what Jesus would receive from these people. He would have all the food that he could want. He would wear royal clothing and live in a mansion. But Jesus remained focused on his mission, which was to live and to die for us. And he lived that perfect life. When he received the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, he gave thanks to God. He didn't give thanks to God after the miracle, but before, because he was thankful what God had given to him. And he also gave up his life for us. Soon, we will partake of the meal that Christ has given to us. And remember what Christ says to you. He says, "Take and eat my body, which is given for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink my blood, which was shed and poured out for you for the forgiveness of your sins." God is generous to us, for he sent us his Son, he forgives us our sins, and he provides us with our daily bread. But now, what does God want you to do with that generosity? That money that you received in those cards, you do something with it. You put it in the bank. You use it to pay the bills. You use it to buy things for your house, for your car, or for schooling. And it's the same thing that applies to the generosity that we have received from God. For God is generous through us. You saw that here in this miracle. It is right for us to focus on how God provided for the people and how Jesus was generous to them. But don't forget about the other people that are mentioned here. Look at the young boy. He easily could have kept the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish for himself so that he would have something to eat. But he gave that to Jesus. And the disciples obeyed Christ's command to tell the people to sit down. They distributed the food to the people, and they picked up the leftovers. Jesus could have done that all by himself. But instead, Jesus was able to be generous through these people since they obeyed him. God is generous through you and me as well. What are your opportunities to serve God and to be generous to others? There are opportunities for you to help the people that live around you. Be generous to them by lending them a helping hand or by sharing food with them. You have opportunities to serve God and to be generous to others here in church. I mean, just recently, when you had your picture taken for our directory, we had you fill out a time and talent sheet so that you could see the talents that God has given you and see the opportunities that you can use those talents and those gifts here in church. And right now, in the back of church, there are sheets that you can sign up to help with our vacation Bible school. And there's always a time that we can pray to God for those who are in need, and to pray to God that he would send us out so that we can be generous to others. And Jesus tells us that when we are generous to others, he always remembers it. Jesus even said if we give a cup of cold water to someone, he will never forget it. And on the last day, when he judges the living and the dead, He will look to those who believe in him. He will bring up everything that we have done out of love for him. And he will say, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. This is how generous our God is, that he gives us eternal life, not because of what we have done, but because of what Christ has done. He forgives us of our sins, and he promises that everyone who believes in him will be saved. And all the while, he is generous to us by giving us our daily bread. Give thanks to God for what he has given you, and allow God to be generous through you. For when you are generous to others, they will give praise and thanks to God. For Paul told us, you will be made rich in every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Continue to be generous to others, as God continues to be generous to you. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.